Monsieur le Président.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of my delegation, I wish to express my gratitude to the High Commissioner for his opening statement. Allow me also to welcome new members of the Executive Committee. This committee meets at a key moment for the UNHCR and for the humanitarian sector as a whole. High Commissioner Guterres will be leaving his post in January 2016 after more than 10 years in office. On behalf of my delegation, I would like to take this opportunity to reflect on the exemplary work of the UNHCR achieved under his leadership and to look at the challenges awaiting his successor. The last decade has been marked by change. Between 2005 and 2015, the number of people falling under the competence of UNHCR rose to a record figure of almost 60 million today. And yet, over this period, the UNHCR had to constantly grapple with a shortage of funds, which doubled despite the sixfold increase in needs. These alarming figures derive from a growing number of major crisis situations. These are ever more protracted and involve ever more complex linkages between refugees, migration, development, human rights, and international security. The war in Syria is now the most important single push factor for displacement. In parallel, protracted crises in South Sudan, Afghanistan, Somalia, and other regions of the world force millions of people to leave their homes. At the same time, another worrisome trend is the increase in the number of refugees seeking security who undertake a dangerous seaborne voyage, with countries at the same time doing what they can to reconcile protection of these refugees and the political and security consequences deriving from that. Fortunately, in the face of this ever more serious humanitarian crisis, the UNHCR has, from a number of points of view, become a more robust, modern and effective organisation than it has ever been before. The mandate and leading role played by the body have been reaffirmed. Moreover, the transfer of certain functions from the central administration to regional bodies has rendered the organisation more streamlined and effective. The UNHCR has further centralised its protection interventions through the deployment of world strategies for female and child refugees, sexual and sexist violence, and solutions that offer alternatives to detention. There is now renewed interest in sustainable solutions and new approaches vis-à-vis refugees outside camps.
Confronting us is daunting. UNHCR faces unprecedented levels of displacement and a growing gap between needs and resources. Humanitarians frequently find themselves struggling to cope with responsibilities that require long-term investments in the development of national capacity. These needs are better dealt with by governments and developmental actors and others. Furthermore, too often, UNHCR struggles to uphold the principles and norms of refugee protection in the face of sullen resistance or outright violations by the very states that created those principles. And even this committee, comprised of those states most committed to the work of UNHCR, finds itself increasingly divided and struggling to live up to its humanitarian values. The upcoming World Humanitarian Summit will be an important opportunity to collectively commit to improving the response system. In particular, we must reaffirm principled humanitarian action, commit to improved respect for international humanitarian law, with particular attention to saving lives and the protection needs of those most affected by armed conflicts and protracted crises. Looking ahead, Canada calls on the organization and the next High Commissioner to focus on three strategic objectives. First, to ensure the agency's strategies and programming respond to the needs of refugee women and children, including education, who make up the vast majority of those most affected. Second, to work collaboratively within the United Nations system and the broader community to break down barriers and better align resource and capacity to unlock lasting solutions. Finally, to fearlessly and tirelessly uphold the principles of the international refugee regime, reminding member states at every opportunity of their joint accountability for the achievement of both international protection and lasting solutions. Let me underscore Canada's steadfast support for UNHCR as a key agency providing protection, assistance, and solutions. Canada is committed to ensuring that the most vulnerable are protected and their practical and urgent needs are being met. Canada continues to support international refugee protection efforts through humanitarian and development funding and resettlement initiatives. This is complemented by our domestic actions, which have seen extensive reforms to Canada's asylum system, making it faster, fairer, and improving its overall integrity while maintaining our commitment to the principles of the Convention. We are pleased to be able to work closely with partners like UNHCR to reach the most vulnerable people with life-saving assistance that can help them rebuild their lives. Monsieur le Président, as Canada has the honour of having the last word in today's general debate, but recognizing that the delegates are hungry and thirsty, let me personally and on behalf of the Canadian delegation express a heartfelt thank you to the High Commissioner for his tireless advocacy, dedication, humanity, and passion on behalf of refugees in their time of need. Merci, Monsieur Guterres, et à la prochaine.
Mr. Guterres, see you soon.